from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to welcome in Phil Still. He is college football expert and author of the self-titled College Football Preview magazine. Phil, look, man, thanks for joining us. And I want to start with some of the differences for you, not only this year, but over the last couple of years. When you look at expansion, when you look at scheduling, when you look at the transfer portal, it has to be way more difficult for you to actually write these college football previews because there are so many more moving pieces these days than there were 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first thing would be the conferences. It's the 30th year of the magazine, and I have never forecast an 18-team conference before. Now there's 18, 17, 16 teams, no divisions. So you're going to pick a lot of ties when it comes to that. But probably the biggest thing is the transfer portal. And I do the magazine in a three-write-through process, and I used to be able to finish it up in the middle of May. Now we go to the press June 7th because the transfer portal closed April 30th. And it's not just the players entering the portal. You got to find out where they land. So I gave it the entire month of May, the first week of June. I was getting texts from coaches 3 days before the magazine goes to the press. Hey, we just signed this guy. Hey, we just signed this guy. But I think we've got basically every player that's going to sign and play this year is signed. And that's why we went to the press much later than usual.
Phil, have you ever, I guess I want to ask it in this way. Did you ever think you'd be at the point where you'd be putting the schedules in here and you'd be looking over these schedules and you'd see one where one team has, and Florida's is the brutal one. They've got Miami, they've got A&M, they've got Miss State, UCF, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Mississippi, and Florida State. I mean, that's the toughest. These schedules in the SEC are brutal this year.
Yeah, ridiculous. Look at Georgia's, for example, and while it doesn't rate number one, who plays three top 10 teams on the road? I mean, they have to play Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas all on the road this year, and all three teams are going to be in the top 10. So there are really no easy schedules in the SEC, and adding Oklahoma and Texas just makes it harder. And look at Oklahoma, for example. I have them number 7 in my power poll. I think they're the 7th most talented team in the country, but they play the toughest schedule in the SEC, so I only rate them number 20 coming into the season. They only have 3 SEC home games. One is against Bama, one's against Tennessee. Look who they have to play on the road: Auburn, Texas, Mississippi, Missouri, LSU. That is a brutal schedule for Oklahoma. Welcome to the SEC.
Yeah, listen, I think it's it goes without saying that it's going to be a little bit crazy the way things all pan out. And look, two of the teams, really, I won't say with one of them, two of the teams we'll be paying attention to, kind of that maybe you're not exactly used to, but when you look at Ole Miss and Mizzou, I'm curious to get your thoughts on really where it lies at. I think Ole Miss, actually, their schedule kind of pans out well, but this is a team, it feels like, for the first time in a long time, maybe has a little bit of expectations and pressure on them.
Yeah, definitely. And they'll be top 10 coming into the season. And I think when you look at their schedule, especially the first 6 games, they'll be favored in. So they're 6-0 heading into the second half of the schedule. They do have to play LSU and Florida on the road, but they get Georgia and Oklahoma at home. And the thing with Ole Miss, you know, Lane Kiffin's been using the portal, and a lot of times these portal teams have a large amount of turnover. But they actually come in my number 13 most experienced team in the country. So they kept the bulk of talent from last year, and they bring in players like Walter Spencer Nolan on the defensive line, Trey Amos in the secondary. So they've added to last year's talented team. They basically have 10 starters back on offense, 10 on defense. Jackson Dart, a quarterback. I think Ole Miss, their fans are going to be disappointed if they don't make the playoff this year. And for the record, I think the SEC gets four or five teams into the playoff, and a three-loss SEC team very well could make it.
Talking with, I like to call him the legend.
He is a legend, man.
Phil Still's college football preview, and Phil Still is joining us. And, Phil, you know, one of the things that we are kind of getting excited about the last year or so in Atlanta is the resurgence, what we hope is the resurgence of Georgia Tech with Brent Key. And when I was reading reading through, I haven't obviously not read the whole magazine yet, but
tough to do.
Georgia Tech, you know, you have them 11th with their quarterbacks, and you have them 10th in the offensive line category with what they're returning. What do you think could be in store for Tech fans this year?
I think Tech's going to have an exciting year, you know, much like they have under Brett Key. You know, the amazing thing about Brett Key, he's taken on four SEC or ACC-ranked foes, and he's won all four games outright. So you look at their schedule, and you talk about a schedule. I mean, if Florida's got the toughest schedule in the country, I rate Georgia Tech's number four. Non-conference games this year, they have to play Notre Dame, and they also, of course, have to play Georgia. That's brutal. And then a very tough ACC schedule, but that doesn't mean they're not going to win those games. But, yeah, look at the quarterback. I love Haynes King. He's a guy that's mobile, definitely can throw it. When he came on in the second half of the season, I thought he really emerged. I'm looking for big things out of him. Their offensive line, I'm on the Joe Moore Award Committee, and I've got them in the top 10 heading into the year. I think they're a Joe Moore Award contender. They've got Eric Singleton at wide receiver. Haynes is back at running back. Jamal Haynes is a guy that rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. Now, the big question for me is the defense. Last year, Georgia Tech gave up 5.4 yards per game on the ground, 221 yards per game. Now, I talked to Coach Key about it, and he says they're definitely, that's their big goal this year, is to be tougher against the run. He knows you have to stop the run. So as long as they make that jump, I'll give you one from last year. Arizona last year was very, 2 years ago, was very poor stopping the run. They made some big changes on the defensive line, and all of a sudden Arizona finishes the year in the number 11 in the country. So I think if Georgia Tech can firm up that rush defense, they're going to be a player in the ACC.
Talking to college football expert Phil Still. And Phil, listen, Georgia's in our backyard. You just talk about Georgia Tech. You do such a good job of kind of compiling these lists of top individual units. And you look for Georgia and all these top individual units, they're scattered everywhere. I mean, number one offensive line, top three in linebackers, number two, I think, with quarterbacks. And you go down the list, and obviously an extremely talented team. Is there any unit on that team that you think is a weakness? Because obviously, for great reason, you pile on all the praise. I don't know if there is a weakness with this team right now.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing about Georgia, and the reason I picked them number one in the magazine, especially this year, in the year of the advanced playoff, is teams are going to be playing 13, 14, 15, 16 games this year. And Georgia actually has the best depth in the country. I go through the rosters with the coaches every year. And, I mean, you can get to Georgia's third team, and you got players that would start for a lot of other teams. They are the deepest team in the country. Their weakest, and I'm putting that in quote marks. I don't know if you can see that. You can't. But I've got them number 16 receiving corps in the country. And if that's your weakness, you're in pretty good shape. Number one offensive line, number two quarterback, defense is loaded. And then you think sometimes, hey, maybe they don't have the special teams. Guess what? Number three special teams in the country. They may drop a game in the regular season, playing Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas all on the road. But I think once the playoffs hit and once the SEC championship game hits, their depth and their overall talent are going to win out.
Phil, I want to talk about Ohio State because the pressure is on Ryan Day. Even though he's only lost eight games in his career, they went out and spent, what, $20-something million in NIL money?
Crazy.
Do they have the best roster in college football?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still think Georgia has the best overall roster, but the Ohio State's right up there with them, and they can thank Michigan for that. And I say that because they've lost the last 3 years to Michigan. And Ohio State generally loses 11 players, 10, 11 players of the draft every year, right? Well, this year they lost four. And the reason for that is these guys want their gold pants, which they get after beating Michigan, and these guys don't have them. So JT Tuimoloa, Ty Hamilton, Jack Sawyer, Denzel Burke, these guys, they all could have gone to the NFL. They all opted to come back this year because they want to beat Michigan. They want to win the Big Ten. And then, as you mentioned, they hit the transfer portal hard, bringing in Caleb Downs at free safety. They bring in Seth McGlone at center. How about Will Howard at quarterback? Quinshon Judkins at running back. They didn't bring in a ton of transfers, but they brought in some high transfers. So I think they are a very talented team. I still think Georgia's the most overall talented team in depth-wise, but Ohio State's right there with them. And Ryan Day is on the hot seat, believe it or not. If they lose to Michigan this year and don't win a national championship, he's out of there.
Phil, I, man, boy, do I love what you do. I mean, we were just talking off air before you came on. I was like, gosh, I just remember reading this magazine everywhere I went, on the beach, took it everywhere with me. I wanted to ask you, though, I know it's never too early to talk Heisman. Do you have a dark horse for the Heisman for this year? Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, probably not a lot of dark horses, Nikki, but the one I'd probably go with this year is Cam Ward of Miami. I don't think he's getting a lot of love because generally you go with the top quarterback for one of the top teams in the country, and Miami's not in that category yet. But as you can tell by the magazine, I've got Miami number 10 in the country. I think they're very talented. They can have a big year. And if Cam Ward cuts down on the fumbles and the turnovers that he had at Washington State, which when I talked to Coach Cristobal, he said that was an emphasis in the spring, and he's got a really good surrounding cast. I think he could actually emerge as one of those guys this year. And I appreciate the kind comments, Nikki, by the way.
She was good. Look, stuff. She was like, I used to sit on the beach, and all my friends would have Us Weekly and OK Magazine, and I would be knocking out a Phil Stillwood.
It's so true.
Oh, Phil, Cam you Ward. Are the best, man. You are the best. I'm he is Phil Still, college football expert, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys this morning. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.